And another curiosity I would like to mention was the Line Wobbler. We made 1962. In black and white, you are obliged to have some distance from the set that you cannot see these black and white lines. And the idea was to give the lines a kind of wave form, and the lines coming together, and the, you could go closer to the set without disturbing lines. But the success was not lasting very long. It's, I think, a half a year, and it was already gone.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. Was that not, was it too expensive? Why do you think that was a failure?
I, for myself, used it in my own set. Mm-hmm. And I preferred it because it is important to have a wide view angle, mm-hmm. Because you have the same impression as the and the sharpness would not increase, on the contrary. You had to make an additional component of a 27 megacycles generator with a tube, mm-hmm. but without quartz crystal. It was possible to make it a special configuration. But certainly it was an additional cost, and set makers sold their sets without that, and people were not so interested in it. But it was a quite curious, let us say, intermezzo.
So one more question about that. That was something that that was a design that Philips tried to encourage set manufacturers to make. It wasn't a product that Philips manufactured and sold or something.
No. We only promoted the circuitry, mm-hmm. and the components, and every set maker had to use this circuit or a similar one, and if possible, our components. And I would like to mention, if Philips, our company, had invented some circuitry or some component with special patents, the set makers were allowed to use our components without additional costs for the patents if they use our components, not so with other competitors' components.